Welcome to the Meditation for Health podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. If you're new to the podcast, you may not know that one of my jobs, besides doing this podcast, speaking before people, and a variety of other things, is I'm a clinical psychologist and I have a private practice set up in Newport Beach, California. I've been doing this for about 25 years now, so I'm very experienced at it. And people come to me for a variety of reasons. And of course, I do always encourage all my clients to meditate. I feel it's very helpful for them in a variety of ways. And when they come to me, I give them tools and insights and a variety of things to help them improve their lives. But I would say the most important thing that I teach my clients is to be still and listen inside. Because what's ever ailing them or the direction they need help with is going to be inside of them. I can help them find the answers, but I'm going to find the answers inside. For example, if someone comes to me, let's call her Samantha, and Samantha is struggling with depression. Together with her, we'll really look and investigate the inside, not so much the outside, but more the inside of what's happening inside of her. And you'd be amazed at how challenging this can be. A lot of people don't want to look inside, or they never have, and it's a very eye-opening experience for them. But it also is the key, this looking inward, the key to figuring out what's going on and getting better. So how does this relate to meditation? Well, they're actually amazingly tied together, because what happens is we spend so much of our lives interacting with the external world and having constant mental chatter going on in our head. This is probably the big one. People, so many people, probably almost, and I do use the word almost, but thankfully not everyone, but almost everyone has this ongoing chatter going on in their head. And it really causes a lot of suffering and pain. And more importantly, it doesn't solve the problems that we struggle with. It's a lot like a fish swimming in the ocean looking for water. It's looking everywhere. Where's water? Where's water? Where's water? And if I could teach the fish that what it's looking for could be found if it would just stop and be, then it would get better and it would find its water. And we are a lot like that fish. We are running around trying to solve our problems, trying to fix things externally. And if we just take some time to meditate, to be still, often what we're looking for, we can find inside of us, even in the stillness. And there's a really simple way to test this out and see if I'm crazy, or maybe there's some validity to what I'm suggesting right now, being still and looking within for answers. The next time you go and meditate, do this. Go on to the meditation first with a question, with a concern, and then sit in meditation and be still. Don't try to figure out the answer to the question. Just be still, follow your breath, keep the mind as quiet as possible, and see in that stillness that perhaps, just perhaps, the answer you've been looking for comes. Again, it may not happen the first time, but give it a few tries. Try it out and see if in that stillness, that inner stillness, there's a sense of, this is a direction I need to head right now. This is what I need to do in this situation. There's almost a sense of knowing, a deep knowing of what we ought to do. Interestingly, I can use science to support this. When I was younger, I seriously contemplated being an astrophysicist. And during my younger years, I read a lot of biographies. And it was fascinating to me that when these scientists were stuck because they were trying to figure out answers to questions that no one had ever answered before, they would be working on it so hard and nothing would come to them. Then finally, when they were dreaming, when they went on vacation, when they took a shower, there it was. The answer just popped into their head. And it was in that walking away from the problem, not thinking about it, and in a sense, being still, that the answer would come to them. There's many, many examples of this in the world of science. We may not be great scientists trying to figure out the complexities of the universe, but we matter, and our lives matter. And when we're struggling with something, it hurts, and we want the answers. But what if we start, instead of always looking externally or thinking and thinking and thinking about things, we just got still with our problems and let the answers come to us in that stillness? Of course, we want to think about the different aspects of our problems and solicit advice from other people. But what we tend to do is we just perseverate on questions. We go over and over and over, like a cow ruminating on its food. We just get stuck. And what if we took some time to be still and looked for, in the stillness, sometimes the answers to the perplexities of our lives? It seems fair to me that the least we can do is spend some time letting the answers come to us. We use our minds way too much. Most people use their minds all the time, and it exhausts them, and they don't solve problems. I don't know about you, but I cannot tell you the number of times I run into old friends or colleagues 10, 15, 20 years later, and they're still struggling with the exact same problems they were struggling with years ago. They really just are stuck. I wonder if they could solve the problems better if they spent some time being still, being present, and meditating. I want to reiterate, I'm not advocating that we don't use our minds. I'm just suggesting that we don't use them all the time, that sometimes we be still, like the great scientists around the world, and let the answers come to us. It works for great scientists like Albert Einstein. Why can't it work for us? It can. Let's take some time to meditate every day and work towards being still and letting the concerns, the worries, the perplexities of life be answered in that stillness. I can personally validate that my best answers to the perplexities of my life have come in the stillness. Join me in this journey of looking within sometimes and finding balance in our lives. Thank you for joining me on this week's Meditation for Health podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the world of meditation, my podcast is at www.meditationforhealthpodcast.com. That's meditationforhealthpodcast.com. If you prefer to read, I also have a blog about meditation at www.meditation-enlightenment.com. That's meditation-enlightenment.com. If you'd like to contact me directly, my email address is drpuff@cox.net. Until next time, peace.